Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome.
8123 podcast. I was thinking about it. We're at what, 120 something?
This is 128, I think.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah. I mean, how long, how many years is this?
Pretty cool.
Is this 2 years or a year and a half? How long is it?
I think we, didn't we start like maybe around like January or like December of, of 19. So it's been like a year and a half. Yeah.
Look at us just cruising.
Cruising through these.
Yeah. doing so good. Everyone keeps talking about how good we are at this. It's awesome.
How has your last couple of days been?
Good. I'm a little hungover today because your brother Tim decided to, or not decided, he put on a video chat, but it was a what is it? Catching a murderer thing, what is that?
Murder mystery game.
Yeah, murder mystery game last night
over chat.
Yeah, and it was super funny. But it was involved drinking. There was like a bartender, and Kevin Hager was our bartender. In quotes, and so every time you text an emoji of a drink, you had to take a shot. So by the end, I was like, oh god.
Wow.
But it was super fun. And then like the game was over and then everyone just kept hanging out in the chat thing. And like everyone's like, "What movie are we going to watch now?" And I was like, "I'm not watching a fucking movie right now." But
nice.
Yeah. Fallon got a Nintendo Switch, so she's been inside playing Pokemon all day, and yeah. So I've been in the shed, and she's been playing Nintendo.
I just keep thinking about how sad my dog is going to be when this is all over, because
everyone's
been
taking
home. We've been home all the time, and I've been taking her on a walk like so often.
Yeah, just to get out.
Just to get out of the house. Like, if I'm going to do a, like, be on the phone or something, I'm just like, I'll just go out and walk her out, and then I bring her, and then it's also good because she won't like bark at the neighbor's dog and wake up the baby.
Yeah.
So.
Charlie got beat up yesterday on my dog walk.
Really?
Yeah. He always gets attacked.
I was gonna say, I feel like this isn't the first time this has happened.
Dude, I don't know what's up with my neighbors and just like keeping their gates open and like having like fucking big, their huge dog just run out, and it was crazy. I had to do like a Matrix move where like he was on the leash and I timed it perfectly. Because I learned this from the last time he got attacked, which isn't funny, but it was. So as soon as the other dog's like running, I like kind of like pulled him by his leash and like did like a lasso kind of thing. So he did like a big kind of turn. And so the dog like ran past, and then I had to do that like three times before the person was like, called their dog. It was fucked up. Like, why are you leaving your gate open with like an attack dog?
Yeah,
it's fucking nuts.
It's dumb.
Yeah, and like the guy, he was like, he said sorry and stuff, but he was like, she's never like this. And then like right after, told me a story about how it was like growled at her, his like granddaughter, and I was like, it sounds like your dog sucks. yeah. So
crazy.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Can you hear my neighbors mowing their lawn? Can you hear that?
No, I can't. But I'm walking by a fountain right now. So you might be able to hear that a little bit.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. I'll walk past it here in a sec. But
whatever.
Yeah.
It might just make people have to go. It might make people have to go pee.
I know. Yeah. Sweet. Well, I think, we just put up Can't Stop, Won't Stop, the live album from 8123 Fest on 8123 Bandcamp. page if anybody wants to check that out.
You can listen to us play it the one and only time. We played it all the way through.
It's cool to have that on recording, and it like really makes me want to be way better. There's a loud truck going by. Makes me want to be way better at recording our tours, because like we always do cool things in the set that we won't ever do again.
Oh yeah. So. And then speaking about that, like I was checking out just random stuff I had on my phone, and there was like versions of songs. I think I ended up sending you. It was like, what was it? Waiting for My Sun to Shine that we did on one Australian tour and like never did. Yeah. And it was like this like crazy like 10-minute version of it or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even remember doing that. And yeah, we definitely need to be better at recording that stuff.
Sweet. Well, so we were going to do this next episode was going to be one with Halvo, but he texted us the day that we were supposed to do it, saying that he had drinking too much the night before and that he wanted to push it back. So we're doing a Q&A episode instead, which we haven't done for a while. Yeah, I think we got some good ones. So.
Cool.
Sweet. Well, here's a message from a sponsor, and then we'll get into it. All right. So this first question comes from at Becca Victoria, but it's all kind of weird with X's and things on Twitter. This question is coming in hot off the top. It's a controversial thing to do. I was debating whether we should answer it or not, but I figure why not. So it is. Rank your albums from best to worst, which obviously I don't want to, it's like picking your favorite kid, you know, which you can't do.
Because
I only have one. Yes. And she is absolutely my favorite and the best. But I guess even if we say that your favorite album is our least favorite, it doesn't mean that we don't enjoy it. It just means that we had to pick, everything's good. So, I can go first because I had a second to, think about it.
I'm literally to pull up our, all of the records. I have it right now. Yeah. So
this is also kind of just off the cuff. Not too much thought going into it, but, as far as best, I'm just going to go like musically, maybe what I think, or I don't know. So I'll go in order from best to worst.
Well, okay.
Huh?
No, nothing. I feel should ramp it up and be like, and the best one is this one at the end.
No. Oh.
Whatever. Whatever, dude.
No. I'm just doing it as the question was asked. Love It All Lonely. Number one. And then You Are Okay. Number two. American Candy. Number three. Pioneer. Number four. Forever Halloween is number five. Then Can't Stop, Won't Stop, and then Black and White.
All right.
That is my opinion right now. I maybe could change Forever Halloween and Can't Stop, but I don't know. But like I said, this doesn't really matter because I like them all, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'm going now?
Yep.
All right, I'll go. Yeah, Lovely Little Lonely is probably the best. Just full, complete thought. Then I'm going to go... then I'm going to go... Pioneer. You're Okay. American Candy. Can't Stop, Forever Halloween, Black and White.
All right.
There you go.
There it is.
There it is. I'm looking at it. I don't even remember what I just said.
Oh, man. All right. What's the weirdest food combination that you like?
Food combination?
Oh, and this comes from Unlocked on Twitter. But there's a V. There's a handful of questions
like
from her.
Von Lost?
Like Unloved.
Oh, okay.
Unlost.
That would be cool.
I would say, I don't know if it's that weird, but I always want orange juice with pasta.
What?
I don't know why. Yeah, I just, whenever I have pasta, I have the craving for orange juice.
That's weird. That's really weird. It's not a weird combination, but I learned this from you. Because it's not really a combination, it's just a strange thing to order. Egg rolls at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Straight up. It's weird as fuck.
But they're good.
They're so good.
They're really good.
They're really good. Yeah. Like, I said it the other day. I think they're the best egg rolls.
Also, I just went the other day. They're super expensive. They're like $3.68 for one.
They are?
Yeah. I feel like that's so much money. Like, for that, like two, it's like $5.
Huh. I guess I've never looked. Yeah. Yeah, that's expensive for one. Because, like, I don't know. It's not as much. Like, a burger is probably cheaper than, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
Like, a single just cheeseburger is probably cheaper than that. And a burger is definitely way more food.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. All
right, that's not a combination, but I'm just going to go with that because that's... It's just a weird thing to order at a Jack in Box.
Yeah. All right. This comes from...
Wait,
on
back
Twitter.
On this thing real quick. Do you do the French fries in the Frosty?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Okay.
All right. The location you've recorded your albums always seems to bring a flavor to each album. NorCal, Joshua Tree, etc. Is there any place you'd love to write and record? Well...
We've talked about trying to find a castle, and I think that would be cool as fuck. And the thing about castles are, there's none in the United States. So
yeah, oh, there's very few. We almost had one for Oddly Little Lonely.
Yeah, where was that?
For a second. Maybe in like Washington State, I think.
Yeah. But it was an Airbnb, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't want us to record or something?
They just, like, never got back to us, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
I would say we've talked about, like, Costa Rica or somewhere like that. That would be cool. I think we're going to record the next album in Arizona for the first time.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about that idea just because it's really different than we've ever done it. So,
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it'll be weird to go home every night.
Yeah.
Unless we're like, dude, you got to stay at the studio, man.
Wouldn't be many beds, but.
Honestly, like, probably figure it out. 12 years ago, we would have done that. Like, no, dude. Oh, yeah. Like, we're in Phoenix, but, like, you got to stay at the studio.
Yeah.
Even though you're, like, 3 miles from your parents' house. something on, like, actually on the beach would be really cool. I'm more of the, I want a castle. Doing something in the winter where it's, like, really snowy would be interesting, too.
Yeah.
Like, in the mountains.
Yeah, somewhere. That would be fun.
But then it'd be kind of scary because this, I don't know, driving in the snow is scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. Space.
All right, what else we got? What's the thought process? Oh, this comes from Sierra's Haunted on Twitter. What's the thought process behind each set list as well as set design of yours? I think maybe four tours. That's what she meant to say.
It usually starts with an idea from you.
Yeah, I think it's always, I think like every album of ours, like every one is a reaction to the one before.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of the same way. It's like every tour is and every set list and production is kind of a reaction to the one before of trying to do maybe the most opposite of what we did
totally.
The last time. Yeah. Because that's what to us at least makes it feel new again, you mm-hmm. know? So yeah, I mean, we get inspired by, you know, other bands, whether it's whatever, you know, like I think there's been certain times where, you know, we're all really into to Wilco at a time, you know, maybe during the Pioneer, you know, cycle. So it was like we wanted to change up the set list every night and we wanted the production just to be simple. And we did a cover song and had all the bands, you know, come up on stage. And then there's ideas like the mirror, which are like the complete opposite of that, you know, where it's mm-hmm. like every aspect of it is like thought through completely. And so, yeah, it just kind of, I don't know. I think like with any inspiration, it's like it's hard to really know where it comes from, you know?
Yeah, but then like, I mean, thinking of like Sad Summer and, you know, scenario like that, we knew there was going to be a lot of people who, you know, may not know us or know us, you know, not that much. So it was like, how do you stand out on a festival day? So, you know,
yeah.
Dressing all white. And I mean, the sign thing that John did, we stole from the Smiths during their Queen is Dead album cycle. Morrissey would hold this Queen is Dead thing and it was like, that's cool as fuck. And so we were like, oh, what's our version of that? And I mean, it's just, you know, taking things from other people and then turning it into your own thing.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think like a lot of like pop stars and stuff will do like a beast stage in like back of the crowd where they'll set up a stage and then they go play some songs in the back of the arena to like, give all the fans, you know, a little bit of an up close view. And, you know, so for Sad Summer, I was like, well, like, that's really awesome when people do that, but we can't have a stage built in the back of a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what could we just bring that would be really easy that we wouldn't get in trouble like setting up? Like, what about a ladder and we'll paint it pink?
Yeah.
And then it's like, there's an idea, you know.
Totally.
So, yeah, it just comes from all kinds of different places. So, this comes from at Rad Sad Emo Dad on Twitter.
Rad you Dad guys have Emo met, Dad.
Rad Sad Emo Dad.
Oh, sad. Okay.
Yeah. Rad Sad Emo Dad. You guys have mentioned before that the black and white was influenced a lot by Tom Petty. was his song, Listen to Her Heart, and influence on our song, Listen to Your Heart? Or did that just happen? I'm not positive.
I'm not sure either. I mean, I just think that whole time period was, how much can we just sound like Tom Petty? So I'm sure everything was just kind of bleeding in that sort of way.
I
don't think we were. I don't think it was on purpose really, to be like Tom Petty has a listen to your heart or whatever. Yeah. Let's make that title too. It wasn't that. It wasn't to that T, but we definitely were trying to be tiny Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah. I mean, we were really obsessed, and it was just like the timing of it was just so perfect. You know, he had like just put out this greatest hits record and this documentary that mm-hmm. like the documentary is incredible and yeah. super inspiring. If you're in a band and you watch it, you're just like, all right, I want to be the biggest fan ever.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, and I mean, some good things came out of that, you know, out of just like we pulled from a totally different inspiration than we had before.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, and there's, yeah, I love a lot of those songs. I haven't listened to that record in a long time, but I mean, there's some that are not my favorite, but good chunk are.
I would say I like, you know, probably 7 or 8 out of 10 of them, like a lot.
Yeah. Do you like Fuel to the Fire?
I get why the rest of you guys don't. You know, it's a little cheesy, some of the words and things, but I feel like it's a good song.
But yes, right. Dad emo boy man. No, we were not stealing to the T, but every other way we were.
At Door Drugs on Twitter. What's your favorite cocktail?
Cocktail?
Yeah.
I recently found out this thing called a Boulevardier, which is like a Negroni, but with whiskey instead of gin. Mm-hmm. I actually made one last night. It's good.
I'm gonna
You're
go
a beer
with,
guy. You're like a beer guy, like a margarita with like one of those beers in it.
Oh yeah.
with the hot salt, the spicy salt around here.
So far from what I'd ever drink. I'm just gonna go with vodka soda, extra lemon and lime. Simple. Yeah. Always good.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good drink.
All right. At Captain Lissa on Twitter. When Forever Halloween turns 10, given that we're all still alive. That'd be nice. Will you please record and release Kennedy Curse the way you always say it was intended?
Wow. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm always a little on the fence on like re-record. You know, I feel like sometimes it's a little weird. But that song in particular, I think maybe we could do a good job at.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, we've literally never played it the way it's recorded.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
That's so weird. Like, that's such a weird thing. What band would do that? Hey, we just put this right. Like, even from the first 81,
tour,
yeah, 81, 23, we always did, like, the, like, real dark, like.
Yeah.
With the drum thing at the end, even, right? Like, we always did that?
Yeah, I think we did.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
All right.
But I would be interested in that. Pat says he's not interested. I'm interested.
Maybe we'll do it then. What's your favorite vegetable?
Broccoli or asparagus? I don't think I can pick.
We'll go with broccoli or green beans.
Green beans are cool. Can you do green beans in the can?
Well, what's funny is I actually bought some because of this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? But oh. I mean, it's gonna be like a last, you know.
Yeah.
A last ditch effort.
Oh my god. They're so bad.
Yeah, I
did your mom and dad, did they, is that how they would do cans? That's why that's why kids hate vegetables.
No, my mom would always do like actual green beans or like a frozen bag, which is better.
Like, the reason I like I always like broccoli because it was like you can't fucking. I'm sure there was broccoli in a can, but who the fuck would do that? The reason I like broccoli is because it always was, you know, cooked the way it should be.
Yeah. Like,
canned stuff makes me want to die.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, and then the last question. How is Monica now coping with the shared attention? Does she like her sister Charlotte? She's doing okay with it, I think. She doesn't have a choice. She tries to lick Charlotte's head, which will be okay in a couple of months, I guess, when she has more of an immune system. But right now, I sometimes have to make her stop licking her. But besides that, they kind of don't care about each other at all. They're just each in their own world.
Yep.
So, yeah. Sweet. Well, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Good question.
Good question. Well, since we'll be stuck at home, and you guys will be too, we can do another one of these pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back in a couple days, probably with an episode with Halvo if he is not too hungover still. And then if you have any other suggestions for episode topics or guests, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
at us.
We'll do it. So
dope.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys for listening. Here's cool. That sick ass outro with that guitar part, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. Let's rock
that
it.
Guitar riff.
Here it is.
Rock it, man.